Well, what is going on is that we're changing the climate, and one of the consequences is that the national parks and national seashores, special places that Americans know and love, are already being affected and are likely to be affected more in the future. And describing those impacts helps to bring home climate change to people. We hope it will motivate more people to change how they're meeting their energy needs and taking other actions so that we change the climate less and protect these special places.
In the report, you were talking about medium to high emission levels that would affect climate change and then bring about changes of certainly in temperature and perhaps water level for the late century. So are you talking about 80 years from now? But between now and then, what might we see?
Well, if you focus to begin with on sea level rise, by the mid part of the century, by 2050, if we have emissions at a lower level, the projection from the National Academy of Sciences is we'll have 7 inches of sea level rise compared to the current level. But if emissions are higher, we'll have 19 inches. So that's a big difference by the middle of the century. And then by the end of the century, if we have emissions at a lower level, it would be 20 inches of change in the sea level. If we're at the higher end of emissions, it's 55 inches. It's 4.5 feet of additional rise in the sea level. Very large differences depending on whether we bring down emissions or keep going at a high level.
We're talking about pollution and emissions. Why that makes seawater rise?
A hotter climate does two things to the ocean. First of all, water expands when it is warmer. It just takes up more volume. And so the thermal expansion of ocean waters pushes the sea level up. The second thing that a hotter climate does is melts ice. In Greenland and elsewhere, we have a lot of water trapped on the land in ice sheets. As this ice melts and the meltwater flows into the ocean, that adds to the volume of water again. So both of these effects push up the sea level.
So what does this mean for a place like Fire Island, which is barely too much above sea level? What would happen?
We have maps that show that over half of the land at Fire Island National Seashore are in fact less than 1 meter above the current sea level, less than 3.3 feet above the sea level. So those lands are very vulnerable to being covered by the ocean water before the century is out. And it depends very much, again, on whether we bring down emissions or not. If we bring down emissions, less of that land will be covered. If we let emissions continue at a high rate and the climate becomes hotter, more than just those lands could be covered by the sea. And prior to being covered by the sea, they are vulnerable to erosion, storm surges, and ecosystem effects that will make it a very different place out there.
And your maps chart Cape Cod, Fire Island, Assateague Island, which is in Maryland, Cape Hatteras, Cape Lookout, Cumberland Islands. So I know that the report comes with some recommendations about, and you are talking about changing our energy policy, but what are some of your recommendations?
Well, we need to do a whole variety of things to bring down future emissions. Ultimately, that is the best way to protect these special places. And so we need the government to take the lead with standards and also, crucially, with developing technology so we can have more affordable ways to have a cleaner energy future. We also need actions by the National Park Service, and they need support from Congress to do this so that the National Park Service can identify and protect the most threatened resources. We don't want to just stand by and watch changes happen. In some instances, we need to safeguard resources where they are. The Park Service has already moved the Cape Hatteras Lighthouse because of a rising sea, and that could have to happen again. There are a variety of things we can do to take care of these resources.
And you said about giving the National Park Services chance to do more action. What did you mean by that?
Well, they need to do inventory and monitoring efforts to understand the particular ecosystems and species that are most at risk, so they can monitor and take action as possible in some cases. And the Park Service elsewhere has assisted, for instance, with the sea turtle nesting to help protect the nests. We may need to do more of that. The Park Service also can do a great job in just pointing out to people through exhibits and otherwise what climate change is doing to these seashores. 279 million visits to the national parks present a great opportunity to let people see how we are changing the climate and how those changes affect the national parks.